This is All Things Considered on KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. Cancer patients in Arkansas have often traveled outside the state to seek an alternative to radiation therapy. But a group of healthcare providers have signed a letter of intent to make proton therapy available here. KYR's Michael Hiblin has more.
The Proton Treatment Center will be the first in Arkansas and be built on the campus of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. It's a consortium made up of UAMS, Arkansas Children's Hospital, Baptist Health, and Proton International. Dr. Michael Bierer is director of the UAMS Winthrop P. Rockefeller Cancer Institute and says this will have key advantages over traditional radiation therapy for treating cancer patients.
So traditional radiation uses photons, gamma rays, and they, when they, among other things, when they penetrate the body, they irradiate, they expose radiation to all the tissues that they touch. So when you irradiate, for instance, a lung cancer patient, those gamma rays, those photons, have to enter in through the chest. They go to the tumor, and then they go out the back. They just keep traveling. And so you get, obviously, effective irradiation of the tumor, but you also irradiate a lot of normal healthy tissues, and that's what we call radiation toxicity. And that's frequently important for the quality of life of the cancer patient, and also it's a rate-limiting step. There's only so much radiation you can expose healthy tissues to. Protons are different particles than photons. And protons have an interesting physics associated with them. As the proton enters the body, it's not radioactive. When it slows its speed, it releases radioactivity. So you can imagine, you can see now immediately the advantage of proton beam therapy. If you aim it at that lung cancer, the protons enter the chest, but they're not radioactive. So there's no damage to the tissues. And if you understand the physics correctly and you design it right, the proton will slow down right at the tumor. So it's very precise. It's really spectacular technology. And so it will, in certain cases, be more effective for the tumor. But probably its biggest advantage is the complete lowering of toxicity for the patient. So where this becomes a real value, it's a value in many patients, but where it comes a real value is in children, where we worry tremendously about the long-term toxicities of the therapies we give, particularly in addition radiation therapy, because they're going to be around for a long time, and they're going to grow, and they have growing tissues.
How long has this been around?
Proton therapy was invented, now it probably goes back 40 years when I was at Mass General up in 1982 doing my internship. They were really working on the whole technology. So we're very excited about it. It's cutting edge. It's going to be very important for our patients. And we also think that it'll allow us to do some proton beam research, meaning trying to find new uses for it and creating clinical trials for cancer patients.
And how many patients do you anticipate once this opens?
We did a pro forma analysis because one of the challenges is that it's expensive therapy. And again, as I said, applies to a subset of patients. And so there's been a small number of these centers which have not been financially viable. Most of them were built 15 years ago, and they essentially overbuilt too many what we call vaults, meaning too many machines in one building. So we did all those calculations, and between Baptist Children's and UAMS, the numbers were very comfortable that this will be a financially solid and solvent operation. We think 25% of the patients will come from children. The other 75 will be adults.
That's Dr. Michael Beer, director of the UAMS Winthrop P. Rockefeller Cancer Institute, on the new Proton Treatment Center. I'm Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.